The challenge for a lot of people I'm preaching to is that sometimes you have to be something that you've never seen before. When I read my scripture, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Put it on the screen again, because there's no power in my words. There's power in God's words. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you, who told you, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, who told you God's hand is on you, who told you that there's nothing more important than God, who told you that if Christ isn't at the center of your life, the whole thing will fall apart, who told you and taught you, who preached to you and taught to you that you are who God says you are. But in reading this, I realized that a lot of the people that I preached to never really had someone to speak this word over their life. So then they went with what the world told them because they didn't know what the word said about them. That's what I was going to tell you about my dad, because one time my mom was so good at this. She would cover for his crazy. And she'd pull him to the side and she'd say, you know, he's doing real good. I say, he's not doing real good. He's crazy. He's crazy. I can't stand him. And he was doing, he's coaching my teams. He's doing all this stuff. But one day she said, did you know he didn't have a dad growing up? I didn't know that. I knew he didn't have his dad long, but I didn't know that his dad had killed himself. I didn't know that my dad had found his dad dead on his own birthday when he was 8. I didn't know that. I didn't know that he was making everything up. So even that one time when I said I hated him and I wanted to kill him when I was a teenager, and he picked me up from school early and told me we were going out to the National Forest and he had 2 guns in the back of the truck and one of us was going to kill the other one, even though that isn't necessarily the best parenting tactic and it's not Dr. Phil approved, he didn't have focus on the family growing up, all right? I did the best I could. I did the best I could. He's doing real good if you saw what he never got to see. So when the author of Hebrews is saying here, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God concerning you, he's not so much talking about their words that they spoke, the word of God that they spoke, but then he says something really powerful. This is what I want to teach on today. Somebody shout, copy that. Amen. Put it in the chat right now, copy that. That's what they say on a walkie-talkie, right? Copy that. It means I heard it, I got it, I'm on it. You see these security people around our church keeping you safe? Thank God for them. If you knew how crazy some Christians are, you'd be clapping better than that for the security team. But they say it all the time. I walk by them, copy that. I got to see him, row 4, copy that. And I wanted to call the sermon that, because that which you copy is that which you become. That which you believe is that which you become. And so when he says, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you, there are a lot of words that were spoken to you and over you and about you that have to be uprooted before the word that God spoke about you can be planted. Now, remember, the Hebrews have not been a part of Christianity for 2 millennia like we have. So they haven't had 2,000 years to get used to the idea that we are justified by faith, not works. It's all new to them. They have not had 2,000 years to get used to the fact that it is by grace you have been saved through faith. That it's not the blood that a high priest takes. And remember, I talked about this last week, that they serve in a tabernacle that is an earthly copy of a heavenly reality. But even Moses, as holy as he was, as important as he was, as amazing as he was, only Moses could only lead them so far. And in the middle of this, he gives them an instruction as he concludes his letter. He says, consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Or in other words, copy that. Can I preach? If y'all have had enough, I'll go eat some keto pancakes and chill. But the Lord said to me, first of all, consider the outcome. Isn't that hard to do? When really what you're seeing all day long in people's lives is you're seeing just what I called it last week, a snapshot. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. So question I've been thinking about, is the way of life that I am choosing producing the outcome that I desire? Is the way of life that I'm choosing producing the outcome that I desire? We need more leaders in the world today, less opinions. We need more leaders, less influencers. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the part of my sermon where I am a crotchety old man telling you that what you are seeing on your reels, R-E-E-L, is not real, R-E-A-L. This is the God's honest truth. The writer of Hebrews said, imitate their faith, but we live in a time where we are imitating their fake. So consider the outcome. I wonder what happened 5 minutes after they took that picture. I wonder what happened 5 minutes after they posted that. I mean, just 5 minutes, not 5 years. Let's talk about 5 minutes after. One day in church, I was so sick of like preachers always trying to be perfect. And me and my family, we wake up every morning, quote Ephesians, pray and sing the Beatitudes. And I said, let me show you what this family is really like. And I showed one of our Christmas videos. It was so beautiful. And welcome to Elevation. And may unto you a child is born and a Savior this day in the city of David. The Savior is the Christ Lord. And then I showed the outtakes. And Holly Furtick was one step short of having to be bleeped what she was saying to those kids in those outtakes. So watch this. Outcome, outtakes. Nobody is showing you their outtakes. You are imitating. I got to get this across. I don't care if I have to say it every week. I'll be up here 75 years old, dragging my right leg behind me, talking about what you're copying is cropped. It is only showing you so much. And a lot of the people that we are emulating and imitating and talking like and captioning like, and you know what's the weirdest thing? I thought we as parents were supposed to set an example for our kids. But now I see grown men and women trying to talk like a kid. And it's cringy, y'all. It's cringy. It's cringy when you're a dad of three and you're still trying to show you got it. You got game. You know what you got? You got dependents. You got bills to pay. You got a mortgage. Grow up, man. That's over. When I became a man, I put away childish things. I'm not talking about not having fun. I'm the goofiest dude in the world. But what I'm saying is, a lot of times, like Romans 12:2 is my favorite verse to explain this. It says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So a lot of people will make the distinction between the pattern of this world and the renewing of your mind. But really, in the text, the juice of it is in two different words. It's conform. Transform. Conform is something you can change. It's like an attitude or a posture. Transform is different. Transform is something that has to happen because of what's on the inside. So since you have Christ inside of you now, remember, you're not serving at a tabernacle built with human hands. You don't have a high priest that was selected from among men. You are not serving a shadow or a copy. You have a risen Savior who set an example for you, so that you can copy that. And since that is in you, the Spirit of God is in you, not the spirit of the world, not the spirit of worry, the spirit of the world, you get to reproduce that because it's on the inside. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So what's in you has to come out. And that's why the writer of Hebrews says, remember the word of God that was spoken to you. And copy that in your heart. And copy that in your life. Oh, I forgot to read you the verse after that. I really, truly forgot. This is not a little thing I'm doing in my sermon. Verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he says, remember the leaders who spoke the word of God over you. Consider the outcome, how it worked out for them. And we use all kinds of excuses for bad examples. And so we'll do the same dumb things that we saw growing up. And this is what we'll tag it with at the end. And look at me, I turned out all right. Did you though? Did you really? Because maybe it just hadn't caught up with you yet. Like, well, I yell and cuss at my kids. My dad did it too, and it was good for me, and I turned out all right. I don't think you're all right. I'm watching you right now. I'm seeing there's a little bit of a wound, just a little bit of a wound, just a little something. How do you copy what you never saw? And he said, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.